Michelle Ware here. Join me as I chat, laugh, and get real conversations with my good friends on this podcast. My next guests are the two of the most funniest people I know. I know for sure that when I hang out with them, I will always have a good laugh, well, the whole time. They are witty, talented, overflowing with sense of humor, and we have a lot of things in common. We love talking, we love hosting, and we are always, I guess we're always on the lookout to create and share positivity through our talents. Yeah, whatever talents it is. It's my pleasure to chat with them today. So please welcome on my podcast, Jeffoy Bisinio and Marlu Young. I know your name. I just had a little wine today. How are you guys?
Very good. Nervous?
Yeah. This is actually my first time to be in a podcast.
Me too.
Really?
But yeah, but it's... I'm great. And nice to meet you again for... You know,
quite some time, right?
Yeah, quite some time.
How many months?
Yes. I haven't seen you since last year.
Same here.
Okay. All good. Since the circuit breaker, all this pandemic happens.
Yeah.
All good.
Correct.
Yeah.
So with all this, last year was a crazy year.
Yeah.
Everybody would agree with that. So how did you keep yourself sane, you know, and busy last year?
I guess for me, it's work.
Wow.
Yeah. At least you have a work.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know? I'm grateful of.
Yeah.
How about you, Marlu?
I was kind of considered to be a frontliner.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, really? I did a volunteer job at Expo. It was converted to be an isolated facility for the migrant workers in Singapore.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about that later, why you've been frontliner last year because of your job.
That was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so happy that you guys like really make some time for me.
Of course. Yes.
Because we have been planning for this since last year.
Yes.
But because of someone's schedule, who's that? Marlu.
That's me, guys.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys for being here. Now, I have a little, before we dive into my topic, I have here a little segment on my podcast. I call it the rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire questions.
Yeah, I like it. You know what's interesting about this game is that you just have to answer fast. You don't have to think about...
It's like a fast talk.
Yeah. So it's rapid fire questions.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions. So all you need to do is just to answer
nothing
fast.
Nothing too serious, right?
Yeah, nothing. We'll see. And then you don't have to explain your answer.
All right.
Okay. So I always say that we'll let the listeners judge you for your answer.
Okay.
Straight away answer.
Yes. So it's, right. Since it's the two of you today, so who will go first?
Marlu?
Oh my God. All right. Okay, a little bit of disclaimer for everybody. Whatever the first comes into my mind, I really do apologize, okay?
No, this is the exact point of rapid fire question. Okay. You don't have to think.
Okay.
You know, like, whatever you hear, whatever your answer, so that's, I guess, your...
To all the listeners, I am sorry in advance, but let's bring it on. Okay, bring it on.
As I've said, you don't have to explain yourself. We'll let the listeners of this podcast
judge you. Millions of listeners.
I hope so.
Hi, listeners.
Hey. Okay, so whenever you're ready, you're ready.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, this is the round one for Marlu. So, are you into texting or talking?
Talking.
Favorite day of the week?
Monday.
Favorite area in Singapore besides the one you lived in?
Changi.
Okay. Nickname your parents used to call you?
Marmar.
What was that?
Marmar.
Marmar. Podcast you last listened to?
Inka Magnaye.
Okay. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Be able to talk to animals.
Oh. What age do you want to retire?
60.
Okay. Fill in the blank. Ariana Grande is blank.
Is the younger version Mariah Carey.
Great. There you go. So easy, right?
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting.
Do you find it easy, Jeff Boy?
No.
You would like to retire at the age of 60.
Yeah. And no, I wanted to say I wanted to retire as long as I can still work.
Oh, good.
So that's why I said just the number 60.
Great. You did great. Good job.
Thank you.
I guess it's my turn now.
Do we have round two for this?
No, I'm so sorry. We don't
Okay. Okay. I'm fine now. I'm great.
Sort of
okay.
like an icebreaker for you guys.
All right.
All right.
Chill okay. yourself. Okay. Calm down. Mm-hmm. I just burped. I'm so sorry.
No
okay.
worries about that.
I didn't smell it.
We just had a great dinner.
Oh my God. Yes, thank you so much, Jeppo.
I already liked the dinner.
Yes, yeah. We did.
For everybody who doesn't know, we just had, what was that?
Steak.
Sushi.
Sushi base.
So good.
Yeah, and a pesto salad.
And a pesto salad.
Yes. Yes.
And we had a couple of wine.
Couple of wine. That's why I talk like this.
But no worries.
On an ordinary setting, I'm actually very calm. And round two, Jeppo.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. In a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
3.
I shouldn't tell you my secrets. First celebrity crush.
Mariah.
Mariah Carey. Do you snore?
Yes.
Place you most want to travel?
Paris.
Wow. Favorite junk food?
Cheetos jalapeno.
Favorite childhood TV show?
Batibot.
Yes. How many pull-ups can you do in a row?
Pull-ups?
Yes.
Half.
Just half. Half, not even one.
Yeah.
Just half. Almost there. Giving presents or getting presents?
Giving presents.
Ah, there you go. That's the end of a rapid fire question. I think both of you did great. I was thinking if I will be asked to do rapid fire questions, I'm going to hang. So I won't do this for myself. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into our topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously we've been here in Singapore for a couple of years now, especially for Jeppoy. We are working here. So we're going to talk about what you guys do here, of course, for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been here? And, you know, the little things that you do that motivates you each day, we're gonna talk about that. Maybe we'll break it down okay. later.
All right.
Yeah. I think I'll start with Marlu.
Okay, sure.
Tell us what you do here in Singapore and, well, how long have you been here? Maybe just a brief, you know, summary. Mm. Yeah.
I've been here in Singapore for 6 years now.
Mm.
And I am, what I do is I'm a performing artist.
Yes.
Oh.
There. Yeah.
Interesting.
And how long have... Yeah, 6 years.
Six years, yeah.
It's interesting because we just hang out last week. And I didn't know that as a child, your dream is actually to become a doctor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you mentioned that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yes, I want to be a doctor.
So how come that you're working now as a performing artist?
It was more of a passion. Mm. I really wanted to perform, but because of the situation in our country... Performing is hit and miss. If you can get the proper opportunity and if you can get... I think in general, it's like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of my situation. I hit it not in the Philippines, but I hit it here in Singapore.
Yeah.
So that's why I just took the opportunity because I thought that I wouldn't grab it anymore.
Yes.
I was happy of all the achievements that I did as a performer, but never that I knew that I will actually do this for a living.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was... Yeah.
And you didn't do other jobs here, as in you just, for 6 years in a row, you'd been a performing artist.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That was my job. First year, then straight away, all the way 6 years.
Yeah, because of some confidentiality, we can't say the name of the company. But nonetheless, I was thinking about you last year.
Oh.
Because I know that entertainment, like, industry is one of the most... industry that was badly hit by COVID.
Oh,
so whenever
very
I saw
much.
It on TV, I was thinking about you. I wasn't just able to text you, but...
No worries about that. Thank you.
Yes, I was thinking about you. Yeah. And then you mentioned to us last week that you work as, like, a frontliner.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned actually earlier.
Because a couple of months you were not able to work last year.
Yeah.
So they like picked you to work as a frontliner to help out.
It was actually, it was voluntarily.
Mm.
Because my company was assigned by the government.
Yes.
To help on that specific isolated facility.
Yes.
We have a couple of isolated facilities here in Singapore.
Uh-huh.
On that specific isolated facility, we were actually appointed by the government to help out.
Right.
And our HR said that if you can actually want, if you wanted to volunteer, please do give us a reply this email from deadline on this date, so that we can actually let you do your orientation and proper training, so that, because safety first, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So yeah, I decided myself, since it was kind of routinary, it was, we had a lockdown, we had a circuit breaker,
yes,
and then
yes,
I received
true.
An email from our HR after like 3 weeks, if you wanted to be a volunteer. I exactly, straight away, I just said yes. Because to be honest, I really don't know what to do.
Yes.
I am so happy to see the night, and I'm so happy to see the sunlight.
Yeah,
because
I think everybody, yes.
Yeah, because I know that it's going to be nighttime, so you know what you're going to do. It was very routinary for the 3 weeks, and then after that, it's going to be the morning, so you know what you're going to do. You will have your breakfast, whatnot. Yeah. And then you suddenly like, oh my God, I'm going to do this until further notice.
Yes, yes.
No one knows, right?
Yeah. It's unprecedented times.
Super.
Super.
So when I heard about that to be a volunteer, I said, okay, let's do this so that I have something to do. I know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Yes.
But
we had all the training.
Is it more tiring than performing? Like assisting people?
On the first part, the first part of the on that journey, I would say yes. I was so shocked how busy it was, but eventually, you would know, and then you would understand where the country is coming from in terms of the pandemic situation and whatnot.
So basically, you've been one of the marshals to assist. There, right?
Yeah.
You're one of our like modern day heroes. Thank you for being a
frontliner.
while Jopun and I are working at the comfort of our own homes, you were there out there.
It's fine.
Yeah, helping out, making a difference.
Making a difference.
It was more of it was more of like, I am just bored of not doing anything.
No, but actually, you're making a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
Being out there, you're exposed. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Mm. And braving as in going out.
To be honest, when my first time to go in, even if you're full on a PPE with your N95 mask, with your face shield, everything.
You're like an astronaut wearing everything.
Yeah, everything. Okay. Yeah, you just don't know how the sweat is just dripping.
But thank goodness you're back working now.
Yes.
Correct? When did you start going back to work?
Last week of July, I was pulled out from the facility, the isolated facility, first week of July.
Yeah, okay.
And then, of course, I did a swab test, so I'm technically super safe.
Yes, good.
Yeah, so I did my swab test also on that first week, receive the result negative, but I was only asked to go back to work on the last week of July.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's...
I'm going to come back to you later on.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Jepoid.
Okay, so for my case, I've been here in Singapore for 10 years.
Wow.
A decade.
Yeah.
January 26th.
Okay.
Running 11?
Yeah, running 11.
Oh, my God.
That was a lot.
I thought I'll be here for like 2 years only.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I woke
same.
Up a decade.
Yeah.
Yes.
True. Yeah. So, I've been here for 10 years, and I am working as an automation engineer in a pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
So, I am involved in life science industry. Mm-hmm. We make medicines.
Wow.
So, I cannot divulge the
information,
but I'm actually quite proud of the work that I do.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Especially in the situation of the world right now.
Yeah, true.
I'm grateful.
Yes.
I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah. I'm just very interested with what you do. You work in a pharmaceutical company, pharmaceutical engineer, right?
Yeah.
That must be a lot of math when you were in college. When you told me that this is your job, I said, that must be a whole lot of, studying.
Me too.
Math.
I'm still blank right now.
Was this really your passion? Like,
it's not actually my passion. My passion is eating.
We're not gonna talk about that. Yeah.
No, but to be honest, it's like opportunity comes,
uh-huh.
and then I took the opportunity and then ended up loving my job.
Yes.
So it's a lot of math. Mm-hmm. But actually nowadays automation is like computers, so you don't really like do manual mathematics.
Yes.
But we do coding, so stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we are involved in a lot of process.
Yes.
Processes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So basically, good. That's a general gist. What are the things that I do at work?
And you enjoy what you're doing.
I enjoyed what I am doing.
I think that's the most important.
Yes.
You enjoy what you're doing. Yeah. My next question: has there been a time that you felt like I should be in another country, not here in Singapore?
Mm-hmm.
Or tell me if you have any story, because I'm going to tell you very quickly that when I just came out from college, I was like 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my father that I want to go work overseas. And he was like, which country? And I said, oh, I saw a job ad on Job Street in Brunei. And he was like, what? And he was like, what job? I said, I don't know, like a retail. It's because I just really wanted to work overseas. I didn't think about Singapore then.
Mm.
I know Singapore, of
no
course.
Specific country.
No specific
then.
Country. Mm. I just really want to go out, see the world, you know, get on the plane and just really work. And my father was like, it's okay as long as it's a good pay. He was like that.
Yeah.
Little did I know that I'll be here in Singapore. I didn't get that job in Brunei.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 years after that, I got a call. I was interviewed via Skype. And then I got the job after a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here
in Singapore.
Okay.
I think I sent out a lot of resumes, different countries. And then I got a call after 2 years. I wasn't proactive looking for a job. After 2 years, I got a call. Just exactly when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Our family needs, you know, like financial.
Yeah.
So I need to get a better salary.
Mm-hmm.
So I took on the opportunity and work here. So do you have any interesting story like that? I'm not sure if my story is interesting.
Oh,
but
yes, it was.
Do you feel like
it
I should have been in another country, not here in Singapore?
I want to answer first.
Yeah.
So since I came from a family where, you know, the dream of your parents for you would be go to the U.S. Like, I have an American
dream. Yes, please.
It was inculcated in me that after studying, I'm going to go to U.S.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have that dream. But after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years of working, I didn't think that I'll be able to get a job in the U.S.
Okay.
So I ended up accepting that I'll be forever working in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And then I was hired by a company that sent me to US for training.
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
I heard that before.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard
so
that before.
I was there, and then I was there with the research visa for engineers, young engineers.
Wow.
So I was there. I was there for 8 months.
Okay.
To a year, yeah, I guess. And then I thought of not going back.
Oh, for the immigration people who are listening, he's a very good person.
No, kidding aside, I didn't end up staying there for without a visa.
Yes,
so I ended up
course.
Going
yeah.
back to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just thinking of one day I'm going to go back to US.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not giving up on that dream yet. But
okay.
I think God placed me here in Singapore, and I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like US. It's just that it's humid.
Yes. The weather.
True.
The weather.
Yes.
But I ended up liking here.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about for you, Martin?
For me, actually, I kind of relate to him, to Jetboy. I wanted to try, since my passion is performing, I wanted to try auditioning in America.
Broadway?
Yes.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
New York.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
I just guessed that.
Yeah.
Simple.
I just wanted to try. And what's the feeling of, you know, getting into Broadway? If not getting into Broadway, getting to the audition in New York Broadway or whatnot. And when I did a corporate job in the Philippines, I liked it. And I know that I have a career that is going up because it was very promising. And, you know, people are telling me when I resigned, my paper went until the senior vice president, stopping me not to resign from the job because you're doing great. But of course, you know, let's really face the fact that we are just earning that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no, you know, this is not meant for me. And I thought that performing wouldn't come for me because I was enjoying the corporate job then. But I received a text message.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be forever grateful with this friend of mine from the university. If you're listening, can I drop the name?
Sure.
Yeah, her name is Fe Amor Cañada
Catre. Hi, Fe. How are you? Okay,
she's based now in Melbourne.
Okay.
She actually did, she worked in a cruise ship before. Yes. She was like a year or a contract earlier mm-hmm. than me. She made my resume and submitted into the HR of her company. Mm-hmm. And then I received a text mm-hmm. message from that cruise ship saying to me, oh, you have an interview. Mm-hmm. You have a final interview for this and this. And I said, I did not submit any resume. I thought it was a scam.
Yeah.
So I just replied a message. Okay, sure. Can I know the details? And then they sent me the details this time and this is the place. Mm-hmm. So I said, no harm. I just went there.
Yeah.
When I went there, it was legit. People are actually queuing up.
Okay.
But
okay.
I did not go for initial interview. I went straight over final interview. I just showed the text message. Mm-hmm. Never did I knew that actually who did my final interview is actually the vice president for HR recruitment.
Okay.
So when HR recruitment said to me, after the interview, he said, when can you resign? We need you. You're good to uh-huh. go. I said, what? So when I resigned from my job, people were like, ha, why? You were like, you were about to be promoted. Why do you want to leave? You're okay here. Mm-hmm. I said, I thought so too. I wanted to bring back my passion
yeah.
because mm-hmm. I thought that that was the end of my performing life.
Yes.
That's why I joined a cruise ship. And then after that, after 8 months in a cruise ship, I tried applying here in Singapore just for the sake of trying. I never thought I would get it.
Was this your current job now?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is my current job now. After that, after a month, they emailed me. They needed some details from me. I send back again the email 3 weeks after. I thought, maybe it's not meant for me. Then they said, we need you to for this date to start. I said, oh my God, this is it. I said, wow.
Yeah.
So that's it. So that was my story. Yeah. Also for like, why like here in Singapore?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's interesting you mentioned you're about to reach, you've been here for 10 years.
Yeah.
This coming February 25, it's also my decade here in Singapore.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I also, you know, I have like this, it's sort of like a prayer. I said, because I have been lived since I was a child, mm-hmm. I have this dream. Someday I want to try to be like living alone. Mm-hmm. Like God, even for 6 months only. I want to try that.
Oh.
So see, God gave me like 10 years of being independent here in Singapore.
Yes.
My next question to you is that living independently for years now, I wonder what are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Oh,
this is a very serious question for you.
It is.
Yes.
But I'd like to answer first.
Oh, God, I can.
Why not? Why not? Okay.
So, I guess the what was the question again?
The most important lessons you've learned.
Important lesson, yeah. I guess the most important lesson would be time is short. We have to be very intentional in our relationship.
Uh-huh.
So, living here in Singapore for a decade, mm-hmm. I met a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then through this 10 years, some of them went to their new seasons already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what I've learned was that if, you know, if I make time with them, like to be intentional, giving my time with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I don't have any regrets.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
It's really being so intentional in our relationship.
Yeah,
because time is very short.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. Like what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're having fun, you know.
Yeah, I can't actually remember the time that I met you. It's like I just know that you are my friend.
Yeah.
I forgot meeting you the first time. Marlo, I still remember because you were introduced by a friend, right? When we did our
yes.
first hosting gig. Later
yes.
on, we're going to talk about Marlo hosting.
Okay, yeah.
Marley, it's your turn.
Mine would be, I just learned it 2 years ago.
Okay.
It's actually called self-love.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Let's admit it. As a Filipino, or let's tag ourselves as overseas Filipino workers.
Yes, yes, yes.
All things that we do, as what Mesh mentioned earlier, she went here because her family has a financial issues that is that was facing them back then.
Mm-hmm.
And also for me, I went here because I wanted a greener pasture.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 years ago, it made me realize that it's not you cannot give what you don't have. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I realized that I didn't have a great self-love. It was mm-hmm. more of giving out to the family, you know, very Filipino, very family-oriented, quote-unquote. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just, like, everything you do is for your family. Everything you do is for their future and whatnot.
Yep.
But actually, I realized to myself, wait, hold up. You need to pause because you need to love yourself first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That it should be, you should be grounded on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing that you can actually, if you have that strong foundation of self-love, you can, it's not a question for you to send money. It's not a question for mm-hmm. you actually to help because you have a joy giving there because you love yourself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure, yeah. I learned that just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It's good also for our mental health.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Not
yes.
to forget to look after yourself. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. What are you most proudest of?
I guess for me, it's very simple. I'm proud of myself whenever I executed my plan. Like, mm-hmm. for example, for the entire week, I plan on doing this and that and that.
Yeah.
And then I write it, and then I executed it at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of myself because I'm not a planner.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
it's yeah. really hard for me to do that, but yeah. I'm trying my best to do mm. that. And whenever I executed it, I'm very happy. I'm very proud mm. of myself.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because he's actually what engineer again?
Automation engineer.
Automation yeah. engineer, but he's not really a planner, you know, the kind of thing. We're talking about personal life yeah. and work life. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Very contradictory, but you know, interesting. It happens. Very amazing. Mm.
Marlo.
I'm so proud because I can buy my mom a Prada bag. That's my most proudest wow. thing.
Yeah. Mommy. Yeah.
No, kidding aside, I think the most proudest thing or I'm so proud of is the things that I cannot do before, which is I thought it's impossible mm-hmm. that I can do right now, which is to be the breadwinner of the family or the greatest provider of the family.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm so proud of you, bro.
Yeah. Yep. Like that. Thanks. You know, I never thought I would because I'm the youngest in the family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're the youngest, you're the spoiled brat.
Yeah. You're not supposed to provide for your family.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be, but I'm actually the only one who's working overseas yes. and then mm-hmm. providing for them, especially to my nieces and my nephew.
Well, you just love them so much.
As yeah. if they're like my kids.
Yeah, I have nieces and nephew too, and I, you know, they're so spoiled. As if you own
them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah
I have as well.
And they know that whatever they cannot get from their parents, they know that they can get it from me.
That's very true, because my sister was just telling me that, can you not get married? Because they just love you. And it's like, you're the mom. I said, okay, I have my plan too. But I just love
you
them.
You know, to tell you.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, but to tell you honestly, if you ask me right now, though,
yeah.
I don't know in the future, if I do have a plan to get a man. Actually, no. I'm just happy with my niece and my nieces and my nephew mm-hmm. right now.
Okay.
They're enough for me.
This is 2021. That's your answer. We'll yeah. get yes. back to you in 2023.
We'll do another podcast yeah. 2022.
Yes. Okay? I am so curious to know, well, all of us work so hard. But I'd like to claim that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pamper yourself?
For me, food.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. I really like to treat myself with good food
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. with nice ambiance.
Oh, just like just like
what I did
not
now.
Today. Wow,
oh, yes.
Oh, I am still right. burping. You know, I'm still burping.
I'm a foodie.
Yeah,
yes.
That's why I'm obese.
Yeah, no. How about yourself, Marlo? How do you pamper yourself?
Before I do travel, uh-huh. I'm making sure that during my birthdays I travel alone.
Well-traveled. So,
yeah. No, I won't say I'm well-traveled. Please, compare it to you guys.
But
no.
You just love. You want to go out.
By myself.
Yeah.
Because it's
oh,
a
really?
Challenge.
Alone.
Yes, alone.
Alone?
Really?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 3 years.
So you're good in navigating places, like new places.
You would know that you're good. Because
you're alone.
You're alone. Oh. And the places that I go are the places that are zero English.
Really?
Yeah. So wow, that's why you were like, the struggle is real. You know how
maybe you're good in what's that hand sign? What do you call it? Whatever.
No, I just wanted to get in there and have fun and see
sign
the place.
Language.
You just have to do everything.
I hope you consider traveling with us.
Yeah. Yes, please. We're fine. Oh my when god, all that's going to be loud.
We're supposed to... We went to Japan and you're supposed to be with us.
Yes.
But you didn't make effort. I didn't, what happened. Yeah. So we're supposed to go. But that was a good...
I think because of work.
Okay. Mm, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. But right now, how do I pamper myself? I won't deny it. I do shop. I also eat outside. I... meet friends, though those things not really much. And maybe try just like Jepoy, maybe try the food that I haven't tried before. Because I thought that I'm actually adventurous in terms of eating.
Okay.
But when I met these kind of people like Jepoy, whatnot, they have food that it's very new to my ear.
Okay.
Which is just a maybe I should try that. So me, yeah, being adventurous with food, I think.
Maybe one of these days we can go out, the three of us, we can go out and just try the old street hawkers.
Yes, please. Yeah.
We should do
yes,
that.
Yes, please. We should do that.
Yeah. I'm going to jump into my, probably this is the last question regarding all this job talk, right? So this one is coming from a friend, actually. He was talking to me last couple of days ago. He said, what's your next topic on podcast? I said, we're going to talk about work. My friend is working here in Singapore. And he gave me this question because he wanted me to throw this question out to you guys.
Do we know him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, in any case.
I'm not going to drop the name.
for
someone who has been working here in Singapore, do you guys have like any exit plan? Or have you thought about this? Like, I'm just going to work here. I'm just going to give myself like 2 years more and I'm going to go somewhere else. Maybe pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, we're thinking about
this.
But you still, do you still think about it? When the world gets better, when everyone can travel again,
that we can,
you know, think of other countries that, you know, we can consider as our next home, maybe.
True.
Do you have that kind of exit plan?
Exit plan.
Do you think about it?
Actually, for the past few months, I've been thinking of it.
Really?
Retirement.
You know,
I'm getting there.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So, I was planning on going back to the Philippines.
Okay.
But really, really save, invest.
Uh-huh.
I've been searching a lot of how to invest and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm dreaming of having a comfortable life when I go back to the Philippines.
Yes, please.
So, yeah. Mm. So, I've been thinking of, like, retiring. Not really early retirement, but... retiring and go back to the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. You mean to settle down there?
Yeah, to settle down there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. For me, I do have plan A, B, and C.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just very quickly, I just turned to Marlon. He knows that he has to answer.
No, while he was talking, I was thinking now. I was like, oh my god, Jeff is so deep
good.
Right now.
So good.
So I have to talk up with that.
Okay.
You're very competitive.
It's your turn.
Okay, yeah. Again, I do have my plan A, my plan B, and my plan C.
That's a whole lot of plans.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that I would have my plan A, to be honest. I thought that my plan A is to be here in Singapore for more than 10 years plus. Like here.
Plus.
In Singapore. Yeah, plus. Yeah, here in Singapore. I never thought of that. Maybe because I'm coming from, I did a volunteer at the isolated facility, and I knew that how much the government has it for his local. You know, how can actually provide for the local.
Yes.
And it's very systematic and the convenience here. So that's why I said, maybe here. Plan B, other country. Plan C, go back home.
Okay.
To the Philippines, yeah. So those are my
plans.
That's
your plan C.
Yeah, that's my plan C to go back. Actually, plan D. Yeah, plan C, I don't know yet. But to be honest, going back home is not an option as of the moment. As of the moment. I don't know in the future, but as of the moment, it's not an option.
Yeah.
To go back home.
Well, going back to the Philippines is not a bad option, too.
Yes, it is.
We love Philippines.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I want to reminisce our time hosting together.
Oh,
because I think all of our friends know that. Yeah. That we get to be so close because of all these gigs, right? So I did a lot of hosting with Jepoy, separately with Jepoy and Marlo
yes,
as well.
Yes.
And I think we only did once together.
Yeah. The three of us once only.
Yeah.
That was, so we did like different like fundraising events.
Yeah.
We did Christmas party,
yes,
you
please.
Name it, right? Yeah. Weddings, right?
Yes, please.
For myself, I did a lot of baby shower. All of my friends,
true.
Milestone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask you, what was the most memorable part of, you know, all these events to you? Because for me, well, I'm going to go ahead.
Okay.
For me, whenever I reminisce those time, right? Now we were not hosting anymore because of the situation right now. So everybody's doing like their events via Zoom or whatever, video.
Yeah.
But I like it that whenever, for example, we're going to do fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have our call time. We're going to be there like 2 hours before the start.
Yes.
I love that because
and we're planning
it's like,
for our dress and rehearsals.
And exactly. And then our spiel, yeah. we're gonna talk about it. I remember Marla would come early and I would, yeah. and then you would bring some food and then I would grab what you're eating because I haven't eaten yet. I love those moments.
You're fixing your hair.
I'm fixing
your
my
makeup.
Hair. I can't forget those events. Mm-hmm. I just loved it so much. And I miss those events. How about you guys?
I miss it too.
Yeah.
For me, the unforgettable thing that I can remember is that when we first had our hosting event, the three of us.
Yeah.
Because my hosting career is like, you know, it's like in Filipino, it's canto-canto. It's like, it's not really formal. So the first event that we hosted together was like, it's not really formal, but getting to be partner with so talented hosts like you two, I'm like starstruck. So, my spiel was like one liner. Okay?
But you didn't know I'm actually depending on you two as well because I can be very serious, but I'm not so good at making people laugh.
Oh.
Like I'm not that serious. So I think it was really a good combination for the three of us.
So we help each other out.
Exactly. And we were just really having fun.
But really, I was really starstruck when you do your spiel and Marlo do his own spiel also. I was like, oh my God, it's you guys.
I think you're not listening to us, but you're just preparing what you're gonna say. I think it happens. It happens, but it's always a pleasure, like hosting with you.
For me, I would say whenever the floor director or did we have any floor director or whatnot?
The organizer.
Yeah, the event organizer, the event head.
We do have floor director.
Yeah. Would say that. Spiel more.
Say
something more, and then actually you don't know what we're doing on
technical
stage.
Problems, something
there's
like
technical
that.
Problems.
Yeah, true.
There's the
yeah.
liberations, or there's things that they needed first before they can go back to us, and then the scripts are not there anymore, and then they wanted to say that the
cue card was wrong.
The cue card was wrong, or everything, those stuff. But of course, you're there on stage, and then you need to finish the show with you have to finish the show with in a good way.
Yes.
Right? So that's why you were like, okay, I don't know what to say anymore. I've been spilling a lot of things now. Please, guys, do your stuff. Be hurry. You know?
But I enjoy that so much, and I missed it, really.
I miss it too.
Hopefully, again, the world gets better. We can do
this. Yeah, everyone's prayer.
Right? Like
now.
Physical meeting and just mingling.
Plan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Drafting our spiels and all that.
So true. I think this is my second to the last question.
Right.
I am just curious because, Joppa and I have been here for a decade now here in Singapore. You, 6 years.
6 years.
I'm curious to find out, is there a place here in Singapore that you haven't visited yet? Or is a place that you've always been wanting to go, but you don't have any time haven't visited yet?
Okay. I don't know if it exists, but I heard of it, you know, because I am from the province.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I've been in Pulau Ubin. And, you know, so I love kampong places. They call it kampong places.
Have you been there? Not yet.
In Pulau Ubin, I've been there.
Okay.
Mm.
But I've heard from my friends that there are kampong places in Singapore.
Yeah,
I forgot. I really forgot the name, but there are certain kampong places still in Singapore.
Because in order for you to get to Pulau, you have to ride the ferry. So what you're talking about is inside.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, over there.
Yeah,
oh my God.
So I'd like to visit that and see how the locals live
still in a kampung
way.
That was
right.
The old, very old style of,
yeah.
Me, very simple.
Maybe we can go there.
Yeah, next time. Me, just Bird Park. Is it Bird Park?
Bird Park,
in Jurong. I haven't been there.
Oh my God.
I heard they're renovating
it. I haven't been there.
I'm just going to say the same thing.
Really?
Jurong, Bird
Park, really?
See, I haven't been there. What?
Because the reason why, I'm also from the province, by the way, all the listeners, I can only see it through TV before.
Exactly.
And I, you know, been here, super guilty. 6 years here in Singapore, and then Mash has been here for a decade now. Haven't been in Jurong Bird Park. I know, right? It's very... It is considered to be the most advanced or the most educational bird theme park in Southeast Asia.
I guess it's because you know that you're just here. Yeah. You're going to have a lot of time to visit that place next time.
And sometimes our life here is very busy. I mean, all your work and your social life and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yes. You forgot to visit the
You forgot about that. Which is, I'm really regretting it right now because when COVID hit, I said... Okay, so a Jurong Bird Park is not even a plan.
Go there alone. Yeah. And enjoy
I've
the
heard
park.
That they will be renovating the Jurong Bird Park.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
there's one more. National, what's that? National Arts Gallery.
I haven't been there. I've
been there.
Okay,
really?
The two of us haven't been there.
Wow, wait.
No, it's not analyzing the painting and stuff like that.
No, to be honest, I was there for... Instagram.
Oh, I thought you were dating someone.
No, sneaky.
Maybe next time we're gonna talk about relationships. So, for our listeners, stay tuned for that.
Yes.
My last question is: do you guys have? This is just a random question. Do you guys have any secret obsession or passion that, say, for example, your close peers known you for so long, but they didn't know that you have this passion?
Okay, maybe
I'll start. I'm not sure if you knew, but I like writing.
I have a journal.
Okay. And
but you do blog before, right?
I do blog.
Yeah. You know. I heard that. Yes.
Okay. I don't know this.
I love writing, especially in our native language. Filipino.
Makata.
So that's, you're so deep. That means
not really that sense, but you know, I like writing stuff and I like making people laugh on the things that I write.
Is it because you feel like you can express yourself more in writing?
Yes. Good for you.
Yeah.
Again, very contradicting coming from an engineer writing.
And one more. I don't know if it's a passion, but I still thumbs up.
Really? Like a baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
When you should.
Oh, but you shouldn't.
Whenever I'm idle. Sometimes I'm in a movie house, dark, cold, and then I ended up finding myself. Thumbs up.
but you shouldn't do that now because you shouldn't even let your hands touch your face.
Right. Yeah, true. Yeah.
I keep my hands. I have alcohol.
Marlo, any secret obsession or passion?
Obsession, maybe if I'm really into that language, I would try to learn it. So during Circuit Breaker, K-drama hit me so much.
You said this last week. Yes.
Yeah. I am trying to learn, and I actually did. I can actually read Korean right now.
Really?
Yeah, but okay, just read. If you ask me what's the meaning, I do not know. But learning their alphabets, learning how they actually combine their consonants and their vowels, I would know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that my vocabulary skills in terms of Korean is 1 out of 10. I'm gonna say 1 or 2.
Okay.
You know that.
Is it hard to pronounce? Like if we practice.
Yes, it's not. You cannot. You have to really set aside the English alphabet and then compare it to them. You really like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's if I'm really into the language, so I would go for that.
Yeah. How about you, Mesh?
I have one. You didn't know this because I don't practice it anymore, but when I was a little girl or like elementary school, I do hip hop dancing.
Really?
As in I perform on stage. Every I think it's Monday or Friday during the flag ceremony thing. I do that. Yeah, really. But then when I like hit secondary school, I forget about it.
But
I totally forgot about dancing.
Oh, okay.
But if you will see me during my elementary days, I really do a lot of hip hop dancing.
Really?
Yeah. And now I can imagine myself dancing. So I said, I'm just going to sing.
I never knew.
Yeah.
You. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I want to see you dance.
Yes.
I think if someone will, you know, teach me the steps, then I can still pull it off.
I can.
Yeah. But I did a lot of that. So there you have it, guys.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was
fun.
You know,
I
hate to cut this off, but I think we have to, you know, end the podcast now. Mm-hmm. But I had an incredible time with you guys,
yeah,
talking with
too.
You.
My pleasure.
And I missed you sincerely.
I miss you.
Yeah, I missed you, Marlo and Jeff Boy.
It's we should do this again.
We should do this again.
Yes, please.
We're going to think about the next topic to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're always welcome on the podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for
everyone. Jeff Boy and Marlo. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.